Hello, good morning. Well, it's morning here. Spring hasn't exactly sprung, but it's bounced about a bit here today at MJAM Towers, and there's a bit of sunshine coming through my window. If things have gone to plan, this podcast is actually contained in your email itself, so there's no escape from me today. I'd rather talk to you, although it's quite a brief message, rather than write, because, well, talking's what I do. I hope you're enjoying Munich, which can be found only on Podbean at the moment. Once I've done all the Munichs, I will put them on the website as well. And I might combine some of the episodes so there's fewer of them, but they're longer when they get to the website. The thing I wanted to say today was, Podbean, I'm pressing on with that, so please subscribe to it. It's where everything's going to be. The website is still there, and obviously it has all the back catalogue. That's not going on Podbean for a very long time, if ever. So don't give up on the website, and I will keep putting new things on there too. But Podbean is the sort of up-to-the-minute stuff. On the website, but not on Podbean at the moment, is a new episode of Paddington I recorded. I don't know if you found that, but it's there. It continues on from Paddington visiting Mr. Curry in hospital. Once I've finished recording Munich, I will also, on podcast, please subscribe to podcast, please get on there now and get used to it, like I'm having to try and get used to it. After I've finished Munich, I shall be reading a novel which was very famous in the 40s and 50s. It made quite an impact, in fact. And there was even a film of it, though I think the novel is better. You may have seen the film, one of the Ealing comedies, called Passport to Pimlico. And in that, a civil servant is seen packing his bags quickly and all his luggage, and he tosses in a copy of this book, because, as I say, it was quite well known in the late 40s and 50s when this film Passport to Pimlico was made. And it's just, if you like, it's a contemporary reference to popular culture at that time. The book is called No Orchids for Miss Blandish by James Hadley Chase. And I shall be reading that book for you on Podbean, and later I will put it on the website as well. After I have finished reading Munich. Excited? Of course you are. Well, that's all I've got to say, except thank you for bearing with me. And if you really hate Podbean, I do understand. I'm sorry if it's not for you. The website is still there, but I would like to encourage people to get on Podbean. I think it's going to be easier for all of us in the long run. I'm not sure if you can hear that whining noise. It's a man with a leaf blower. Don't get me started on leaf blowers. They stand there, making a heck of a racket, blowing one leaf from A to B, from B to A, and that's about all they do. Anyway, thank you, folks. I love you all. Listen to Paddington. Get on Podbean. Listen to Munich. Come back when I start reading James Hadley Chase's No Orchids for Miss Blandish. Basically, stay with me. We're going to have fun. Goodbye.